B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
The Florida woman was on a first date with a man when he refused to pull over for a traffic stop and then decided to make a run for it instead.
Geez.
Sheriff's deputy used stop sticks to disable a vehicle that fled a traffic stop about 2 a.m. Now, this was on Thursday, only to learn that the driver bailed out into some woods. He left his female passenger alone to face the consequences.
Wow.
Now, she's not being identified because she's not charged with the crime, but body cam footage shows the encounter, and it went like this. The police officer says, he didn't say anything to you other than I don't have a license. And the woman said, he don't have a license.
He don't have a license?
The police officer then asked her if that's why he ran, and she just said he wasn't stopping. It turns out the woman had just met the Orlando man on a dating website and had stopped at a Palm Coast Denny's for dinner on the way to her house.
That dating site is called Men Without a License.
When a deputy tried to stop the vehicle for a tag violation, the date told the woman he'd go to jail, so he raced off.
That's a bad date.
She said the officer said he was exceeding the speed limit, driving very erratically. She was very scared in the vehicle, and she told us that she didn't really know his last name. She knew him by two different first names. So the same woman whose date went so wrong Thursday was a victim in a different incident also involving a man last month, an incident that turned violent and was caught on camera. In that instance, a man the woman was seeing but trying to get away from at a store threw himself on her vehicle, shattered her windshield, and then attacked her when she got out, pounding her and knocking her unconscious.
Jeez.
Poor woman. In Thursday's incident, the suspect didn't hurt the victim but disappeared into the woods. Investigators think he was running for more than just a suspended license.
Wouldn't have happened on J-Date, Preston.
The suspect has not been captured as of yet. Yep.
Florida man, Florida man.
Okay, so the heated debate about market stalls was disrupted by a foul smell and furious finger pointing at a Kenyan regional assembly on Wednesday. So,
oh boy.
Julius Gaya reportedly told Homa Bay County Assembly, Honorable Speaker, one of us has polluted the air, and I know who it is. He's calling out somebody for farting in the middle of
of a service.
Yes. So this is a council
meeting. Oh, a council meeting. Okay.
Yeah. But the member he accused of farting is said to have replied, I am not the one. I cannot do such a thing in front of my colleagues. And then he said, whoever smelt it, dealt it. I mean, come on.
What you're suggesting is ridiculous. And I don't believe it one bit. Not one bit at all. It's ridiculous you even brought it
hoping to clear the air, the assembly speaker, Edwin Kakacha,
is meant for this,
then instructed members to step outside and take a break from the chamber. The report also said that he asked officials to bring in air fresheners to, quote, make it pleasant.
It doesn't. It's seldom. Air fresheners on top of rancid fart never make it better.
He said, get whatever flavor you will find in any office, whether it's vanilla or strawberry.
Ooh, they have a whole selection.
We cannot continue sitting in an environment that smells bad. Yet the smell is said to have subsided before any such sprays were found, allowing the debate to continue. An elderly resident who lives in Arlington's Williamsburg neighborhood was rescued by an attentive mail carrier, neighbors, and first responders after falling at a home and not being able to get up. The man survived on his kitchen floor for 5 days by drinking Coca-Cola that was within arm's reach. Yeah. Jared Agnew, a neighbor, said that a mail carrier who goes by E was the first one to notice something was amiss last Friday. She asked if anybody had seen the resident. Agnew said his door had been open for a couple of days, and he noticed that the mail hadn't been moved. Agnew said that after the mail carrier asked around, one of the neighbors called police who responded to investigate the open door. An officer subsequently found the man on the floor and called for paramedics who took the man to a local hospital. Agnew said that he was told by police at the time that the man had fallen on Monday and, unable to get up, had survived by drinking Cokes on the floor near him for 5 days. Saved his life, actually.
Wow. That's why I always keep soda on the floor.
Probably a good idea. Virginia State Police say a Greyhound bus passenger got naked, demanded to be left off the moving bus, and then ran into oncoming highway traffic where he was hit and killed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A news release said the extremely agitated man began taking off his clothes on a Greyhound bus on Thursday night. He then struck the front windshield, causing it to crack while demanding to be let off the bus. Release says the bus driver pulled over, let the man out. He ran out into oncoming traffic and was fatally hit by another vehicle. He had to have been on.
That has to be.
Yeah.
Every time we have a situation in these stories where someone's getting naked, it's drug-related.
Yeah, the man died at the scene. The other driver wasn't injured. Virginia State Police are investigating the crash.
That's horrible.
That's terrible, yeah.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Well, Cy and Tina Snyder got a call from their mail carrier on July 26th. They were told their mailbox was infested with flies.
Flies?
Yeah, and when they went to investigate, they took one look inside and closed the mailbox for good. Inside the mailbox were the intestines of what is estimated to be a raccoon. Cy said he's...
Who sent that to them?
He's experienced kids bashing his mailbox with a baseball bat, but nothing like this. The Snyders weren't the only ones. Another house sitting off the road, much like the Snyders, about a mile west, has two raccoon carcasses strung from the mailbox with intestines inside.
Whoa.
Another raccoon was nailed to an abandoned house about 7 miles away.
Somebody does not like raccoons.
The county sheriff, Doug Goss, said that it's a serious crime. He said, obviously, if the animal was tortured or killed for a purpose such as this, it's pretty significant. Goss also said that this wasn't the first time that a dead raccoon had been seen nailed to the abandoned house, according to the woman who reported it.
Sounds almost demonic.
Yeah, the Snyders are worried that their rural home isn't safe. Cy even linked the behaviors to that of serial killers who are known to kill animals. So that's pretty freaky.
I was enrolled in the Intestines of the Month Club for a while, but I had to stop for that very reason.
Well, at least they packaged it.
Yeah, they did package it right. Yeah.
So a pregnant woman who tried to steal from a grocery store actually went into labor as she was approached by security guards.
Ha!
This happened on Friday. According to police, a woman tried leaving the store with $255 in groceries without paying for them. Police say store security confronted the woman, and she was taken into custody but had to be escorted to the women's bathroom because she began going into labor. By the time officers arrived, she was already in delivery. So what a quick delivery.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Some customers say that they didn't want to pass judgment because they couldn't help but feel bad for her being in that situation. But others say it shouldn't matter because she did what was wrong. What she did was wrong.
She did wrong things.
That was either one worse. Police say the woman was taken to a local hospital so that she could deliver her child. She was later mailed a citation for retail theft. You remember we had the IndyCar winner in here the other day?
Yes.
Will Powers. Yeah. He was telling us about go-karts and how fast they can go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a go-kart driver has died after crashing into a guardrail in an unlawful drag race at Showtime Speedway on Thursday night. The Pinellas Park police say the driver, Jesse Outlaw,
a convenient name.
Yeah, succumbed to catastrophic injuries at the hospital after the go-kart accident at the closed speedway. Police say officers responded Thursday night for a report of a go-kart accident. Upon further investigation, police learned Outlaw and another go-kart driver entered the speedway property from the to race one another. Police say the two go-kart drivers raced from the north end of the drag strip to the southern end, at which time they turned around and raced back in the same direction. Outlaw failed to observe a guardrail, crashed into it, and resulted in grave injuries.
Did they estimate his speed at the time of the crash?
They didn't. All right. He was not wearing a helmet or a safety harness.
Hmm.
The speedway was closed, and racing was not permitted on the strip at the time. And there are no charges at this time. However, there is an investigation that is still active.
You know, Will Powers was saying that they get up, what, 80 miles an hour? Yeah.
All right, and then one last story. A Florida homeowner thinks that his gun was stolen during a sex party at his house.
Those damn sex parties.
He told deputies that somebody stole his 9mm Glock handgun from his bedroom nightstand and that it was taken at some point between July 19th and July 21st and reported later. The homeowner couldn't give detectives the names of the possible suspects because the 20 or so people attending the sex party wore masks, and he didn't know who they were.
It's one of those eyes wide shut parties.
Yep. The homeowner said the party was publicized on social media, and guests were encouraged to bring friends and to use fictitious names or no name at all.
He was wearing a Scooby-Doo costume.
He said he... Bill. He said that he probably only knew about five of the guests who entered the home that weekend. For that reason, Smith said it's unlikely that they'll solve the crime.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.